This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, so nationally known, I won't say renowned, I guess at one point he was renowned when he was at ESPN. I don't even know what he does right now. Trey Wingos. At Wingo Z. At Wingo Z. So his last name, Wingo Z, on Twitter. Cracked a smart-ass comment, for sure, when the Twitter site, which we don't even know if it really is a person, like, there's been articles, there's been attempted interviews, there's been weird chicanery about the Dove Kleiman guy, NFL underscore Dove Kleiman. So we don't even know if this is a real site or a real person operating the site. For all we know, it could be an AI robot. I don't know. I blocked them, the site. Somebody sent this to me. And it's, again, on NFL Network, Jaden Daniels being interviewed by Mike Garofalo and I don't know who the host is. Maybe Colleen Wolf. I'm not sure. I can't. Yeah, I guess it was Colleen Wolf. And Jaden's being interviewed, and Regina Jackson walks up on the stage or on the podium or under the tent or whatever the hell they had set up, and everybody's laughing and having a good time. And it says Jaden Daniels and his mom are inseparable. Now, this is the Dove Kleiman guy, and this is not what NFL Network is saying. Regina is Jaden's best friend, agent, money manager, and mother. What a special relationship. And it also says Jaden is rarely seen without his mother by his side. To which Troy, whatever his name is, Trey Wingo, cracked, "She needs a hobby." And it drew the ire, amongst others, of the sort of youngest in charge. I believe Tailgate Ted weighed in, and others. And a lot of people were upset. Now listen, I would say this. Trey Wingo, regardless of where he is, what he does, what he's about, whatever, I don't think he was being that mean. I think he was trying to be sarcastic. I think he was trying to be a little bit of a nuisance, a little swarmy, try and get his profile, his clicks, his mentions, whatever, up. And I'm sure he did. Because by my account, the exchange of "she needs a hobby" to that video had 1,300,000 responses. I'm sorry. 1,300 responses. My bad on that. I'm sorry. 1,800 retweets and 29,000 favorites. Right? So he definitely got something out of it. But he didn't commit a crime. He didn't say anything vulgar. He didn't say anything horrible. He said she needs a hobby. Okay. Here's where Trey Wingo is wrong. Here's where Trey Wingo is wrong. She is not just a mom. For better or worse, she's his agent. She's his money manager. Essentially his business person. Who happens to also be his mom, and they obviously have an extremely close relationship. Whatever you think, and again, there's a divide amongst people, right? Think that she's too smothering. You know, some people got really mad when Jaden went over to give her a hug on the sideline of the NFC Championship game, and I posted the video, and he was getting booed, she was getting booed, whatever, and I made some sort of comment and whatever. And I didn't criticize. I mean, he's allowed to give his mom a hug, for God's sakes. But, you know, a lot of people took offense to the Eagles fans doing that. Whatever. People are very, very, very sensitive and thin-skinned. Very sensitive. Very thin-skinned. I would just say this. Am I a little bit concerned over some of the dynamics? Yeah, because I went through these dynamics with Robert and his dad. There was stories written about Regina Jackson going all the way back to Arizona State and how much involvement and how many fingerprints she had on things and whatever. So far, there has been absolutely no indication, other than maybe his dating life and not letting him sit next to Juju Watkins, for God's sakes. So far, there has been absolutely no reason to be worried or concerned. So far. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but so far. So I can't be mad at them having a close relationship. I can't be critical of it. You know why? I'd give anything to have my mom back in my life. You know? My mom and I had, at times, you know, later in her life, a combative relationship. She was crabby, edgy, irritable. She didn't understand a lot of things. I had to over and over and over again explain things. She would get frustrated with me. I would get frustrated with her. She was in a lot of pain. I was trying to be sympathetic to that, sensitive to that. I was worried about her health. I was worried about her mental state of mind. I'd give anything to have my mom back in my life. You know, I really would. I wish she didn't get so sick and pass away. You know, and I wish I didn't see her in her final days in such agony and pain. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that it's exactly an eye for an eye, six and a half dozen to the other, whatever. I mean, obviously, Regina Jackson is way younger than my mom. I'm just simply saying that from somebody who has lost their mom and wishes that they could have that relationship back, who would I be to be critical? Now, you can raise an eyebrow. You could wonder about things. You could go, that's a little bit strange. You could even say, as Trey Wingo said, she needs a hobby. There's no crime in that. There's no crime in that. Was it the appropriate thing to do? Probably not. Was it a nice, friendly thing to do? Of course not. Did he gain anything out of that with the exception of clicks? Hell no. Is Jaden Daniels doing anything wrong? Of course not. Is Regina Jackson doing anything wrong. No way. She's a mom. She's concerned about her son. Maybe she smothers him a little bit too much. I don't know. That's for everybody to determine. Some people have determined that. Some people think it's great and wonderful. I just say this. Every situation, every family, every mother-son, every mother-daughter, every whatever relationship is different. There's nuance. There's context. There's layers. Yeah, I was close to my mom for a long, long, long time. In her final couple of years, I mean, it was a struggle. I mean, we never, like, fought. I mean, there was one time where I was like, Mom, I've had enough. I can't talk about this anymore. Yeah, I don't even remember what it was. But, you know, I wish my mom was here. I wish I still had that ability to have a relationship. Right? We always wish that we could have done things differently, better, in hindsight. So, maybe it looks weird. Maybe it looks smothering. Maybe it looks peculiar. Peculiar. Who knows? But Jaden doesn't seem bothered by it in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, he seems to embrace it. She hasn't caused any problems that we know of here with Washington, which is all I care about. The team doesn't seem worried about it, which sometimes that is just their own naivete, like it was back then with Robert's dad. But the team doesn't seem worried about it. I mean, she was hanging out with Josh Harris the other day as Terry McLaurin came out and hugged her and dapped Josh Harris up. I don't have personally a problem. I mean, is it a little bit peculiar? Yeah, I guess. You know? She says he's allowed to date. I think he said he's allowed to date. But everybody jumped to conclusions when she sat in between him and Juju Watkins. We don't know the dynamic of that. Let's stop judging everything and thinking we are the expert on everything. We don't know the context of the relationship between Jaden and Juju Watkins, Juju Watkins and Regina Jackson, Jaden and Regina. We don't know. We don't know enough. But yet we throw stones through the glass house or whatever that, you know, theory is or saying is or axiom is. You know, let's just sit back and think. Instead of having a frayed relationship, a bad relationship, like Aaron Rodgers has had forever with his parents, right? And maybe that's why he is so complicated and so weird. Maybe we should be celebrating. Maybe we should be happy that Regina Jackson and Jaden Daniels are so close that they're, again, partners and mother and son. And maybe we should just be saying, you know what? All right. It's a little unusual to see, right? Maybe that dynamic will change. Who knows? As he gets older, maybe as he gets married or in a serious relationship or whatever. But for now, the kid's, what is Jaden, 23? Whatever he is. I mean, he's barely got hair on his chest. Right? It's not the worst thing in the world, by any means. As a matter of fact, 24. Thank you, AMAC. It's not the worst thing in the world. It's not even close. Maybe it's, again, a little bit weird, depending on your perspective. But I would tell you that just me speaking personally, I'd give anything to have a healthy mother back. And my dad. Now, I didn't want to see them suffering anymore, so that ease some of the pain of their loss. But if I could get a healthy mother back, if I could get a healthy dad back, I would love that. I don't have that. I can't. It's impossible. It doesn't work that way. So maybe we should, you don't have to celebrate it, but maybe we should just be okay with it. And I think by and large, most people are. But again, Twitter, X, social media is the cesspool of hell. And you're going to get some sharp biting comments, even from people that should know better. That's it. Just wanted to say that. If you want to chime in on it, 301-230-0980. Hey, Mac, I don't know how you feel about this real quickly, because I don't want to belabor this. We've got the stupid unofficial depth chart to talk about. I don't know what kind of relationship you have with your family, whatever. So just feel free to weigh in. Do you think this is a big deal? You think Trey Wingo was way out of line here? Or do you think it's okay to be a little sarcastic at times? How do you read this?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a little bit indifferent to it. Like, I just grew up in a sense that, like, when it comes to people's families, you just kind of mind your own business. So I can definitely understand why fans would kind of have, like, a harsh reaction to them talking about their quarterback's mom, mm-hmm. to people talking about their quarterback's mom. But, yeah, I mean, I don't really see any problem with Jaden Daniels in the relationship with his mom either. So, I just think I'm indifferent to it. Like, Trey Wingo takes a shot or says something in this ongoing dynamic and this ongoing discourse about Jaden Daniels and how close he is to his mom. But I don't see anything wrong with the relationship necessarily. So it's like, it is what it is to me. It's not like something worth really remarking.
See, again, I will be concerned mm-hmm. if Regina Jackson starts barking to anyone in the media about how her son is being treated and misused and abused and, run around and whatever, which is exactly what Robert Griffin's dad did.
Yeah.
He thought he was a football coach. Mm-hmm. Protecting his prized possession and his moneymaker.
Yeah.
And as a dad, he overstepped his boundaries. So far, in no way, shape, or form that I can tell, Regina Jackson has not done that.
Yeah.
Now, if she starts to do that, we can have a different conversation.
Yeah, I'd agree with it, with that. Like, when parents start to play coach.
Yeah.
Or, try to interfere in their kids' lives.
Robert's dad came into the locker room after a game.
Yeah, that's when it becomes a problem.
Yes.
But like exactly what you said, that she hasn't done anything even close to that. She just seems like she has a relationship with her son, and you can call it what you want. You can say it. Maybe it's too much, maybe it's too not, but at the end of the day, it's their relationship, so.
Trey Wingo, again, I don't know what he does, all roots pod? I don't know. I know we share the same birthday, September 19th. That's all I know. You can check it out, at Wingo Z. Plenty of fans commented and reacted and were mad. And, you don't have to be – I don't have to be mad. I could just think, that's probably something he shouldn't have said, commented on. I wish I had my mom. I wish I had the ability to have that relationship that we once used to have. And I'm not saying it was the same as her and Jaden Daniels. I'm not suggesting that. But you got the point. All right, let's take a timeout. We'll come back and talk about the nonsensical unofficial first depth chart, which was released yesterday right after we got off the air. It means absolutely nothing. It's not legitimate. It gives us no real answers. None of it should be taken seriously, and yet we'll talk about it anyway. Next, we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. We are broadcasting live on your radio. Russell on the radio on the Team 980 all throughout the DMV, along with AMAC. Come and join us for the final 35 minutes or so of the radio showgram here on a Tuesday. Good to have you with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you're with us right here, 25 minutes after the hour, about a half an hour until they make us get off the radio. Craig Hoffman at that point. Let's talk about the first unofficial, meaningless, completely useless depth chart that was issued by the Commanders yesterday, which is nothing more than a PR requirement. That's it. That's it. Period. Nobody should read anything into this at all, period, whatsoever. It means nothing. The only areas of interest to me, maybe you have other areas, they did put Terry McLaurin, but in brackets, as the number one wide receiver, right? They also list Deebo Samuel and Noah Brown as starting receivers. With then Michael Gallup, Chris Moore, and others behind, including Luke McCaffrey, KJ Osborne, Jalen Lane, and theoretically, if you're kind of matching up the numbers, right, there's three receivers, including Terry, listed. Then there's, again, Gallup, KJ Osborne, and Luke McCaffrey listed in the second line or the second unit. And then Jalen Lane. Just using that as a point of example, that would basically mean Jalen Lane is like the sixth or seventh wide receiver, and that's not what your eyes tell you when you're at practice. Right? It just isn't. But that's just one area. I mean, running back, it seems like they got it mostly right. But based on performance, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, or Bill, is listed as the fifth running back. Well, again, that's not what your eyes tell you. That's not what performance says. But is it out of bounds? Is it unreasonable considering that the four ahead of him, Robinson, Eckler, McNichols, and Chris Rodriguez, all have NFL experience, all were on the roster last year? Now, again, one of those guys, I think Jakori Kroski-Merritt or Bill is going to make the roster, barring injury. Maybe they gamble and think they can get him through the practice squad. I think that would be a mistake right now, but let's see how the three preseason games play out. I think they would lose him. So I'm expecting Jakori Kroski-Merritt, Bill, to make the roster. I'm expecting. I haven't seen him play in a game yet, but I'm expecting that right now. I might change my mind in three games. If he blows all sorts of blocks, drops all sorts of passes, fumbles, of course, going to change. But right now, I don't think he's the fifth string running back. If we're using performance in whatever we can see as a measure. Right? And I don't think anybody would agree with that. I'm expecting somebody to get traded in the top four. Whether that's Jeremy McNichols, Chris Rodriguez, or Brian Robinson. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't rule that out, boys and girls. Not saying it will happen, but I wouldn't rule it out. I think Jakori Kroski-Merritt right now would get a roster spot. Right now. But we have to see it more. Remember last year, Michael Wiley was looking really good in the preseason, in games. A lot of us thought he was going to get a roster spot. He did not. And then he didn't even make the camp roster this year. He was whacked the day before camp. And obviously didn't even get a promotion to the 53 last year. So, again, that was a little bit weird, confusing, what have you. If you look at the defense, the offensive line obviously has Tunsil, Coleman, Biotish, Cosme in brackets, which is, again, the same thing as McLaurin, but, again, for different reasons. One injured, one, I guess, is quasi-injured. And for the first time that I've seen, it has an or Andrew Wiley or Josh Connerly Jr. And that's because both have been rotating in. And guess what, boys and girls? You might see that in the regular season. Remember last year at left tackle to start the year, first four or five games, Cornelius Lucas and Brandon Coleman rotated in and out at left tackle. Why wouldn't we think that could happen again between Andrew Wiley and Josh Connerly? Or Josh Connerly. On the defense, this seems right. Dorrance Armstrong, Dietrich Wise, Deron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, Johnny Newton, Eddie Goldman behind, Cleland Farrell, Javonte Jean-Baptiste supposedly behind Jalen Holmes. I don't know if that's true. Again, that's how it's laid out, okay? Linebackers, and again, we know that there's some hybridness, if you will. Von Miller, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Luva, I don't think anybody's going to argue with that. Jacob Martin is also listed as an outside linebacker. I mean, obviously, again, he's really an edge. But whatever. Nick Belor and Jordan McGee are listed ahead of Kane Medrano and ahead of Dominique Hampton. Okay. Again, whatever. Trey Amos, who's had an outstanding camp, is listed as a starter. Now, Mikey Sanders-Still and Marshawn Lattimore are also listed as starters. Again, entirely plausible. You're going to be a nickel, 70% of the time. That should be your primary three. Now, Jonathan Jones and Noah Igbinoghene have both had pretty good camps. I know Jones, who we had on yesterday. I didn't see who was in coverage, but then I saw it after the show. He was in coverage on that tremendous throw by Jaden Daniels and catch by Deebo Samuel. But listen, corners are going to get beat. Well, it wasn't bad coverage at all. It's just an outstanding throw, outstanding play. And then Will Harris and Quan Martin. Everything else looks normal. Like, this was not that big of a deal. This was a procedural, we have to comply, we have to do this. This is not exactly how we think. Some of it, maybe a lot of it, is close, if not right. But for people to live and die by the first unofficial depth chart, oh my God. I mean, you would have thought, like, it was the Declaration of Independence. People, stop. I know we need stuff to talk about. I got it. Find a way to talk about something relevant, Terry McLaurin. Find a way to talk about something relevant, Jaden Daniels admitting that he had a broken rib. Find a way. I know I talk about things that are irrelevant all the time, maybe to you. They're relevant to me. I'm not going to sit here and be a book of knowledge and a boring book of knowledge and tell you everything I know for 3 hours. That's not the way this show works. I want it to be entertaining. That's why I bust AMAC's chops. That's why he busts my chops. Maybe it goes too far. I don't know. I'm sure it does to some of you. That's why I talk about my week trip to Vegas. That's why I talk about food sometimes. That's why I talk about my life sometimes. Right? That's why we talk about other things sometimes. My point being is nobody should be worked up in any sort of lather at all for this unofficial gibberish, for this unofficial mush pie. Nothing on this unofficial depth chart means anything. Nothing. Nothing at all, period. Nothing. Time for a trending alert. All right, lots of NFL news with the Commanders off from practice today and on their way to Foxborough. The league not sleeping as usual. And that includes the Tampa Bay Buccaneers dealing with a little bit of an injury to Baker Mayfield. They've signed veteran quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, who was embroiled in a coaching controversy at a Miami high school and forced to resign from there. He is back in the NFL with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He finished up last year with the Detroit Lions and actually was on the roster and participated for a couple of snaps in the playoff loss to the Washington Commanders. Meanwhile, Kyren Williams of the Los Angeles Rams has signed a 3-year, $33 million extension. The Packers have lost one of their top corners after letting Jair Alexander go during the offseason. Nate Hobbs is expected to miss the remainder of training camp. He could be back for the regular season opener against the Detroit Lions after undergoing knee surgery over the weekend to repair a meniscus tear. Meanwhile, the Jets and Justin Fields just say he's fine. Some struggles. He's been back on the practice field, but apparently a couple of bad practices in a row, including a couple of interceptions and team drills and one in a 7-on-7 period. But everything is said to be okay. Nobody is concerned. Too early to worry for the Jets starting quarterback Justin Fields over from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Meanwhile, from the WNBA, the Mystics will take on the Chicago Chicago Sky tonight, right here on the team. I forgot what their name was. Right here on the team 980 at 8 o'clock. But they've made a big trade, trading Brittany Sykes to the Seattle Storm, along with Alicia Clark and Seattle's second, 2026 first-round pick to D.C. So Brittany Sykes to the Storm in a deal, and Alicia Clark and Seattle's 2026 first round pick. Sika Kone was also waived in order to complete the transaction. There's some other elements here to the trade that, quite honestly, I don't understand. So I'm going to have Hoffman explain it to me because I have no clue. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You might need one of these coming up this afternoon. You know how it is. You know how it is. Ella. All right, so the Mystics made a crazy trade. I don't understand all the elements of it, but they traded one of their best players as their season's kind of falling apart here. They released Sika Kone, who I hear all the time on one of the highlights that we have. They released her. I don't know enough about the deal other than what's being reported. But seems like a deal that you would make when you're falling out of contention, clearly. And you're trying to rebuild. And don't forget, they fired everybody last year. And they hired a new head coach and a new general manager and turned over the roster and had three first-round picks in the top six. One of them got injured and was immediately lost for the year. Here you go. All right? So there you go. All right, coming up, dum-dum of the day. And you thought the Twins were the only dumb ones in the state of Minnesota, huh? A little tease, a little tease. Before we get to Pete Laurel, Jerry Jones is making a lot of headlines as usual for all the wrong reasons. Jerry Jones says a lot of weird, dumb things. You know who doesn't say weird, dumb things? Dan Quinn and Adam Peters. Thank goodness. They just don't. They may not give you what you want, but they just don't say dumb things. And neither does Josh Harris. So, thankfully, we have that part on lockdown. Now, Jerry Jones, again, is saying all sorts of headlining crap about Micah Parsons. And Micah Parsons got pissed, and Micah Parsons basically tried to, again, take a machete to the Dallas Cowboys and he and their relationship. And he's got every right to be upset. We don't know exactly what they're offering, what they're doing, how they're conducting business. Doesn't sound good. Maybe it's just a 25-year-old player or so being hot. I don't know. But it doesn't sound good. So, of course, this has drawn constant national media attention. Now, Sean Salisbury, who we've had on before, used to be a long time ago, another ESPN personality, has been controversial, has been polarizing, has worked all over the place, national jobs, Houston radio, what have you. Sean Salisbury does a podcast with another dude. And they had some interesting comments about Jerry Jones and what could be causing this. Take a listen.
I personally believe that a lot of this is just PR stuff. Back to the Jerry marketing, to bring eyes and ears to his and make sure that he is front and center during training camp so he doesn't lose the interest. Hall of Fame game, who got in the Hall of Fame? It's the Dallas Cowboys. I think Jerry loves to keep this in the news. And I think wholeheartedly, I already think he has a plan behind the scenes of what he's going to pay him. I do. I don't think this is one where Jerry has no idea what's going to go on. I think it simply comes down to narcissistic, I got to have eyes and ears on me. And I think he loves it. And it'll get done. And Micah Parsons will line up as a Dallas Cowboy. I bet on it 100% right now.
Yeah, I had Nui Scruggs on who covers him there in Dallas. He said the same thing. He said it's the same
exact. Yeah, Nui was a partner of mine a while back. I love Nui.
He said, yeah, I tell you hello. He did a great job breaking it down. He was like, same thing as you, pretty much. He was like, this is
I didn't hear the interview. I'm sure it was good. Nui's really good, and he's been dialed in there for a long time.
Yeah, and he just broke it down. Like, hey, man, this is what they do. But let me ask you, Sean, though. 32 years now since his last Super Bowl. You have Dak Prescott, who I asked him this question, and he said, man, that's a great question. I don't know. If you paid Dak Prescott $60 million, yet to win anything meaningful, you got the highest paid player in the NFL in Dak. You got the top five highest paid wide receiver in CD. You're about to make the highest non-paying quarterback in football in Micah Parsons. You have a top five paid corner in Diggs. You got four of the top five players, paid players in the NFL. You didn't make the playoffs. So when you finally do pay a guy after all this hoopla in the media and the players take offense to it, do they really want to play for Dallas? Is there an outline? You see an outlier there is why you're not winning?
All right. That is Sean Salisbury and company on a podcast. I honestly forgot the name of the podcast. Doesn't matter. You get the point. Sean Salisbury thinks Jerry Jones is doing this for PR publicity and stunts. Listen. Do I believe that Jerry Jones does a lot of things for publicity? Sure. Do I think Jerry Jones... Do I think that Jerry Jones is the smartest guy? The sharpest tool in the shed? Absolutely not. I think he's duller than dull if we're talking about sharp tools. And maybe that's age... Whatever the case might be, Jerry Jones has butchered a couple of these deals to where it has cost him millions of dollars per year. Listen, he's got the money. This is not about whether Jerry Jones has the money or the Dallas Cowboys have the money. Of course they've got the money. It is about salary cap. It is about structure. It is about eventually dead money and voidable years and all the things that hopefully you guys are considering, but probably not when it comes to Terry McLaurin. It's about that. It's not about whether Jerry has the money or not. And it's not about whether Jerry wants to pay Micah Parsons to retain him. He does. But at what price? At what amount of guaranteed money? And how much money did he cost himself? And quite honestly, I believe it's a lot. By waiting for TJ Watt's contract to be done. By waiting for Myles Garrett's contract to be done. Hey, Jerry, why don't you wait for Trey Hendrickson's deal to be done? Huh? Hey, buddy, why don't you see if Trey Hendrickson can somehow get $42 million out of the Bengals? Why don't you see that, Jer? This is the problem. It's a salary cap issue. As the co-host kind of indicated, you got Dak Prescott making an average of $60 million a year, coming off a serious injury. We don't know if Dak Prescott's going to be back to being Dak Prescott. And even when he was Dak Prescott at the highest part of his game, did they win a lot of playoff games? No, they won one in Tampa, Tom Brady's last game. They've got CeeDee Lamb, the third highest paid receiver. You got Diggs, one of the top five or six corners. Right? I mean, at some point you have to wonder, okay, does Micah Parsons want $45 million per year? And ultimately, does he want whatever contract guarantees Myles Garrett got? Does he want to match that? Does he want to be in the ballpark? Or does he want to super exceed it? Right? So I get why this isn't done overnight. I'm not stupid. I there's a lot of stupid people in the media and a lot of stupid fans. I'm not one of them. Okay? I get why this is complicated. But by Jerry Jones being so laissez-faire and making all these weird comments, and by being so kind of just removed, if you will, from a sense of urgency to get the situation taken care of, he's cost his team under the salary cap millions of space. Or he's cost his team Micah Parsons. We'll find out together. Dum-dum of the day next. And again, you thought the Minnesota Twins were the only dummies in Minnesota. You thought wrong. We'll tell you next. On the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us. Oh, Roman Reigns making a little guest appearance there, huh? That's all right. Interesting. Roman Reigns got beat up a little bit last night, I think I saw. I haven't fully watched Raw from last night. It was busy. All right, time for Dumb Dumb of the Day. And as we mentioned, you thought the dumbest people in Minnesota were the Twins for the fire sale that they had last Thursday, huh? Basically traded away half their roster. Nope. Instead, at the same time that the Twins were being dum-dums, a Minnesota woman who confessed to an auto theft in her personal journal, which wound up in the hands of police, was dealing and finishing up in district court a hearing on her fate. Vanessa Guerra, 31-year-old woman, Minnesota, pled guilty in connection, or I'm sorry, you're right, pled guilty in connection to receiving stolen property, a felony in April. So she was being sentenced by the district court hearing. And the maximum term is 5 years in prison. But she got off on a probationary term, according to the judge, and fined $454, who barred her from possessing alcohol, drugs, guns, ammo, or explosives. She'll also be subject to unannounced searches of her person, car, home, and workplace. She was charged last year with the theft of a $2,000 Ford Freestar van that she then sold for scrap in Blue Earth County, whatever the hell that is. So the auto salvage business stated that Garrett had brought the van and sold it to them, according to the criminal complaint. While they were doing the investigation, they visited the home of her mother, with whom she and her boyfriend had resided. And the mother turned over her daughter's personal journal. Remember that? Which contained incriminating handwritten notes and entries. The van was reported missing. She wrote quote, totally stole a car today, something I never thought of doing. Then she added, bleeping, using the F word, super freaking out about it all. So she admitted to the crime. She got busted because her mom handed over her diary, her journal, to the police when they came to investigate after she sold the parts off and the car off at a salvage yard. And police put it all together. And yet, she's only subject to search of her person and only on probation and not going to jail. The former DoorDash driver has previous convictions for theft, pot possession, driving with a suspended license, and driving without insurance. Other than that, she's great. She's awesome, and she should be implicitly trusted. What an absolute moron. If anybody should be thrown in jail just for being an idiot, it's this woman. That's going to do it for us. Craig Hoffman is next. He'll take you home on a Tuesday afternoon. Back together tomorrow at 1 o'clock. What are we going to talk about? I have no idea. We'll figure it out between now and then on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. Please check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to you for being with us, listening, and on the phones and tweet and all that good stuff. See you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Adios.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.